Chapter 1. The Day Before School. There was still a lot of work to do for the first issue of the school newspaper, the Thornhill Times. It had to be ready for the next day, the first day of school. Andrea, the chief editor, was looking at the front page, trying to decide what to put on it. Usually, there was a lot of school news. There were stories and articles written by the students and letters to the editor from the students. But this was the first issue and the new school year hadn't begun yet. Suddenly, the intercom sounded. "Andrea, can you come to my office, please?" It was Mrs. Parker, the headmistress of Thornhill High School. Andrea wasn't happy to be interrupted. The newspaper had to go to print today. She didn't have a lot of time. But nobody refused Mrs. Parker. Andrea put the paper on the table and left the room. In the office, Mrs. Parker smiled at Andrea. Andrea understood that smile. It meant Mrs. Parker wanted something. Andrea sat down to hear what it was. "Hi, Andrea. It's very nice of you to come into school on the last day of your holidays. You're very dedicated," Mrs. Parker said. "Did you have a good summer holiday?" "Yes, thank you, Mrs. Parker. It was lovely," said Andrea, trying not to sound impatient. "Did you want anything special?" "Yes, I did. There's a new student joining Thornhill High School," said the headmistress. "His name is Jamie Taylor, and he's from Canada. I know his father. Professor Taylor is a psychologist at the University of Toronto, and he's spending his sabbatical year here at Nottingham University. So Jamie's here for a year too. I'd like Jamie to help you with the newspaper, Andrea. He's a very interesting boy. He knows things that might interest our students." Andrea wasn't happy. "I think we've got enough writers for the newspaper," she said quickly. "If you want us to write about something specific, Melanie or Stephen can do it." The headmistress looked serious. "Andrea, it isn't another newspaper article that I'm interested in. It's Jamie," she explained. "He's very intelligent and special. He's already finished school in Canada, but decided to come to Britain for a year with his father before going to university in Canada." "Why is he going to school in Britain?" asked Andrea. "He wants to get to know British students," Mrs. Parker answered. "And he wants to do something interesting while he's here. I want him to feel at home, and I'd like your help." Mrs. Parker paused for a moment and then continued. "Also, I think it might be good for you to meet new people, Andrea. You study very hard and you work on the school newspaper. You might enjoy showing Jamie the school." "Mrs. Parker always tries to be like a mother to me," thought Andrea. "But I don't need one." However, she didn't show her feelings to the headmistress. "This is my final year at school, Mrs. Parker, so I must study very hard. I need to get good A-level results for university. I'm not going to have much time." "Oh, Andrea," said Mrs. Parker, "your marks are always high. I'm sure you'll do very well in your A-levels. You mustn't study all the time. You need to get to know new people. Jamie knows about things that might interest you, and he could write a lot of articles for the newspaper." "What kind of subjects does he know a lot about?" Andrea asked. She was curious, although she didn't want to admit it. "The supernatural, sixth sense, healing, things like that," answered the headmistress. "I see," said Andrea, trying to hide her irritation. "But Mrs. Parker, I don't believe in all that supernatural stuff, and I don't want stuff like that in the newspaper." "Well, Andrea, I don't believe in it personally either, but many people do," replied Mrs. Parker. "You can't decide not to have something in the newspaper just because you don't believe in it yourself. You must be more tolerant." Andrea had heard the same thing before, and she didn't want to hear it again. The supernatural didn't interest her at all anymore, although once it had been very different. When Andrea had been a child, she had been very imaginative and had often pretended certain objects were alive. She had believed there was a man in the moon looking down at her, making sure that everyone was safe. But when she was 5 years old, her mother had had a car accident. For 4 days, Andrea's mother had been unconscious in hospital. Andrea had waited for the man in the moon to appear and make her mother better. At last, there had been a full moon, and Andrea had seen her man in the moon. The following day, her mother had woken up. Andrea had been very happy. She had told her father that the man in the moon had helped her mother. But the next day, Andrea's mother had died. Everybody had told Andrea that when the end is near, people sometimes seem to make one last try at life. But Andrea decided that there was no man in the moon. Since then, she had strongly rejected anything connected to the supernatural or things that could not be explained. Soon after this, the supernatural became fashionable. People became interested in all kinds of things they couldn't see, hear, or explain. Energy which could heal, rocks with special powers, ghosts. But Andrea had decided she didn't believe in it all, and she wasn't going to change her mind now. "Yes, Mrs. Parker, maybe you're right," she said, getting up. "Now, if there isn't anything else, I've got a lot of work to do. I want to finish the newspaper for tomorrow." "Okay, then," said Mrs. Parker. "Tomorrow you'll meet Jamie. Bye for now, Andrea."